This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Monday, the 18th of July. Coming up, Britain's top policeman quits his job. We round up the weekend's footy highlights and Harry Potter smashes box office records. First up, Britain's top policeman has quit his job. It's all to do with the scandal over journalists secretly listening to people's phone messages. Sir Paul Stevenson, who is the head of the London Metropolitan Police, was said to be too friendly with some of the reporters accused of hacking mobiles. Sir Paul says with the Olympics coming up, it's important that he steps down now rather than risk having to go closer to the Games.
Time is short before we face the enormous challenges of policing the Olympics. This is not a time for ongoing speculation about the security of position of the Commissioner.
It's not just the police that have been affected by the events of the last couple of weeks. Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, is also under pressure because of his close links to people caught up in the phone hacking scandal. Next up, Nelson Mandela. Celebrations are taking place across South Africa today to mark the 93rd birthday of the former president Nelson Mandela. Children across the country will sing a special birthday song for Mandela, who is famous for leading the fight against a racist system of government called apartheid. People are being urged to do 67 minutes of voluntary work to mark the 67 years he spent struggling against apartheid. These kids had special birthday messages for the former leader.
Happy birthday, Mandela.
Happy birthday, Nelson Mandela, and have many more years to come. Be with your family and eat lots of cake.
And for today's question, we want to know what year Nelson Mandela became South Africa's leader. Footy roundup now. What a result for Japan in the Women's World Cup. The national side became the first ever Asian team to take the prize, beating two-time winners Germany. The other big footy story is that Manchester City has agreed to sell its captain Carlos Tevez to the Brazilian side Corinthians. The Brazilians have paid around $63 million for the player, who has made no secret of his desire to move to South America to be closer to his family. So, good news for Tevez, but not such a great weekend for Brazil. They crashed out of the Copa America after Paraguay got the better of them on Sunday. But Venezuela will be celebrating after they reach the semi-finals for the first time after beating Chile 2-1. Finally, we just have time to tell you that the new Harry Potter film has had the most successful opening weekend in US movie history. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 took more than $168 million at the box office. It beats the record held by the Batman movie, The Dark Knight. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.